And welcome to Season 10, Episode 3 of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch. We are here once again, running a little late this week, but no big deal. We're still here. You're still going to enjoy it. We have a very, very special show for you tonight. But first and foremost, I need to check in on my good friend Goon. Goon, how is your voice today?
You know, now that we're doing the show, I do feel quite a bit better. You heard me this morning and said, gee, are you going to be able to do the show?
It sounded like you were gargling gravel, yeah.
It was a little... And I woke up that way. I was fine last night.
You didn't do any... What did you do last night? You didn't sing?
No, I went to Taekwondo and then...
Anybody pitch in the throat?
Nope, and then Bible study got canceled.
Well, sweet.
So I came home and had dinner. We just moved it.
Oh, okay.
All the people who are involved are in areas that are going to get hit with snow.
Yeah, we could probably chat about that.
So we're going to do it on Saturday.
Awesome. Chief, how are things down in very fine Texas, sir?
It's currently 50 degrees. We're wanting to make sure that it does not get any colder, or we will start fires.
Well, do you know what it was when I went out to my car to start it this morning, Chief?
11?
I think you said 7?
It was 7.
Yeah. I turned off my phone when I saw that. I was like, never again. I do not ever want to see single digits on my phone.
Not even on the Celsius scale. So, yeah. You know.
I turned the key and the car was like, look, do we have to do this? I almost wish the Deadpool van was running because it responds better to cold weather.
I'm very happy to be a 5%er and have a garage. I'm just gonna put that out there, because my car was only 40 degrees because my garage is cold.
Oh, I have a garage, but as you recall, Hurricane has the Deadpool van stuck in it.
You know, just a couple of chains, just slap it on one of your 700,000 mile cars, and you could yank it out of the garage. Come on.
Oh, I can get it out of the garage. I just don't want to pay at the mechanic to have the new ignition switch put in. It's not like it was her. And by the way, before any of my relatives call her and say I was bad mouthing her, it's not her fault.
No. It's never their fault.
Well,
how many miles did you
on the van?
That?
On the van not you. Is
the other
me?
Person.
Me?
Yeah.
I ballparked it at 700,000.
Yeah. We just glossed over that?
It's close enough.
Well, all right, let me see. 332, 135,
that's brand
345.
Sounds about 7.
We have another person that knows a lot about vehicles as well. And the rudeness that I just detect. I mean, see, even the CPF is saying this is a travesty.
I know. We were getting to that.
They were quiet until just now. I swear, they know.
They know. Chief, would you like to introduce our very special guest for this evening?
Yes, this month's guest is a professional who knows how to take out the undesirables that we face day to day.
Thank God. Thank God. I got a list for you, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having me. Big fan. Been listening to you guys for a while now. And since you guys started doing live guests, I was more than happy to accept a chance at being able to come on.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, look. Hold on.
I believe we have a visitor. Don't hurt yourself. Say hi, Shoka.
What
is this? It's like you're boating a marlin.
She's like, listen, I didn't jump up on you. I don't want to look in the camera right now. I'll do that later.
Being a cat.
She looks at me like, I've been here for 12 years. You know how cats work. Oh, I'm getting side eye now. Maybe even stink eye. And we're washing ourselves like I must her terribly.
But we continue. Apologies. We, as you well know, this show has the attention span of a ferret on crack. So, Please continue. We love having long-term listeners. We'd love to hear more from them. We have an email address. Please call us or something.
Wow, they sound excited.
It's like this all the time here at Stately Goon Manor. There's three of them. The deep bark you hear is the girl.
Nice. Has to fail the moose boss.
It just scares me here. I don't know what a molecule must have moved outside.
Exactly.
It's a lovely weather we have out there right now.
He knows all about animals, don't you?
Yeah. So you're the professional, and you know, of course, the chief's being a little tongue in cheek there, undesirables, because Lord knows we have two footed ones, but I'm sure that's not really your parlay.
No. I am a professional in the sense that I do have a license to kill, according to the state of Maryland.
Outstanding. Do you have a 00 number?
I do not. My number is like five digits and begins with a seven. So, you know, we have a lot of other people with licenses to kill around here. But
that's not terrifying at all.
the license to kill is strictly pest related. So I am a pest control specialist at a, I guess you can call it a place of higher education. So
at least they pretend to part.
They definitely do.
So all kinds of pests, like let's say annoying YouTube influencers named after citrus fruit.
I mean, I always like to go in and say, hey, I'll handle all the things that annoy you, but not the faculty, students, professors, all line of admin, you know.
Cafeteria staff, come on, give me cafeteria staff, for the love of God, just those people. Oh my!
Did you have bad food when you were going to college, Chief? Or Crutch?
Yeah,
I know who you are. Really,
thank you. Appreciate that. You know,
you're the racist one, right?
Exactly. Thank you. I'm the straight racist. There you go.
I didn't know if we were going to be able to get that in this show. So,
why break a streak? You know. I lived in the dorms at the very same institute of somewhat higher learning that the professional works at, and the food there was well. Let me give you an example. I'll make this really quick. We were all watching a football game, a college football game. It was like a playoff game or a bowl game or something like that because it was a Sunday. Really weird. We went down to the cafeteria because our dorm has its own cafeteria to find that they had closed early. We did not take kindly to that. We literally hopped the fence and went in the back and we're sitting there and people are coming out with food from the kitchen. And one guy comes out with chicken nuggets. Now, this is Sunday. I looked at the menu. We weren't supposed to have chicken nuggets till Wednesday. And I'm like, why are they cooking this on Sunday? I was terrified. So, yeah, the food sucked.
How many students in your dorm building with its own cafeteria, would you say?
Well, there were three buildings. So the way the high-rises work is there's three tall buildings, about seven or eight stories, and they have their own cafeteria. Then there's three sets of those. So it's three little mini cafeterias. That you know, probably 1,000 kids, or no?
Okay, so
600 maybe. Yeah.
So at UConn, when I was there, they had very small dorms, little two-story buildings that housed maybe 150 each, and each building had its own small cafeteria where the students actually hired the staff and help plan the menus, and then they just divided up what the budget was
did
among
all the
kids. They
always make sure that you had a salad fork, too, and you know, and a little demi-tasse, you know, maybe.
We're not talking Yale here. I'm not the vice president.
I don't know. It's
Mr.
Pretty,
vice president, if you're listening.
It sounds pretty wanky, you know.
If you're listening, Mr. Vice President, yes, that was a shot. You can come over and yell at me. I would love that.
Hey, no picking on him. He's going to be a father again.
And congratulations, sir. I'd forgotten. I did read that. Did you see that, professional?
I had not.
Yeah, apparently working for the Trump administration is highly fertile. There's like four or five people whose spouses or staff are in fact pregnant. I don't think Trump is involved in any of them. So that's at least an important point to make, you know, before somebody goes, he's just, you know, procreating everywhere.
Do you suppose that President Trump is a pretty cool grandpa? He seems to me like he would be.
Well, he's got the one granddaughter who's the golf person, and she's like, you know, always doing things with him. So yeah, I think he is. But anyway, we completely digressed again. So really, so much so. You know, are you everything? So you're like animals and insects and infestations and basically anything that's not supposed to be there, you got a license to whack a noodle it.
More or less, yes. Obviously, this, as most institutes of so-called higher education are, they're very liberal. So oh, yeah. I'm kind of put on a leash with methods of how to handle things.
Oh, don't tell me you've got to use things like the nice little traps that don't kill things.
Oh no! At least I draw a line there. I mean,
okay.
Holy cow! I need to get my job done. Right.
Walking out of there with his long string of, you know, sticky line with the 18 rodents on it going.
But yeah, no. Glue boards are a tool that I use a lot of.
Oh yeah. I had an apartment while I was waiting for this house to be built, and they didn't close up all of the ductwork in this house when there's a vent that goes, you know, to your dryer, and I had my dryer in yet, and they didn't close the vent, and we moved into the winter, and critters were kept going up that vent, and next thing you know, I've got, you know, little furry friends in the pantry. So those glue things, yeah, I'm a big fan of those, because they get in there, you're stuck, I throw you away, just gone.
Yeah. So, but yeah, as far as what I do, most of my, the team is kind of small. There's five of us that are responsible for all of campus.
Holy cow. That's not a small campus, dude.
No. And then, I have just a little over half of the academic buildings and some various other institutes there. Talking about like oddballs. I just last week removed two squirrels from the chapel on campus. So,
were they trying to
shoot?
Well, the one was praying. I felt a little bad about that one. had to chase him out a little bit. But no, there was a wedding that was going to happen at that venue, so they didn't want the furry-tailed friends hanging out. So had to go in with some nets. Chased one out the door, and the next day actually caught one in the net. So, nice. Relocated to another location because squirrels have more rights there than some of the staff. So there are
250 to 300 buildings at your campus, sir. Yeah. Whole, and you, five of you?
Yeah, there's five of us. Now, I will say a little bit, there is another division that does just the dorms, but we don't talk to them. We don't really acknowledge them. They don't see any. We could probably live without them if I'm being.
They're the dark side of the force.
Kind of. we're the ones in the trenches doing the work. They're the ones sitting back drinking their coffee. So.
Well, if the condition of the dorms is anything like it was when I was there, yeah, they're not really doing their job because the place was, you know, critter heaven. So.
I was going to say, I can lend you my 35-pound golden doodle if you have any more squirrel problems. She's an expert. She caught a squirrel in our backyard, beheaded it, and brought the body inside. And then my wife chased her around the house screaming.
Oh, wow. And she's like, you're welcome.
Stop chasing her, honey. Stop chasing her. She's getting blood everywhere. Show cats watching going, I told you not to let the dogs in.
Yeah, looks like a crime scene. That's what happens.
So what's your... Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. I know how this show goes.
You're allowed to talk to, I apologize.
So I wanted to talk to the professional and thank him publicly again for the wonderful solution for the Deadpool van. Do you know how well Just to have everybody remember, I was having a problem with my van burning oil, and I mentioned it on the show. And the professional got in touch with the chief and told me about a device that will turn off eco mode. Eco mode causes the van to burn a lot of oil. I was burning like a quart and a half between every oil change.
Wow.
Plus, Plus, when it would go out of eco mode, it would give this cloud of smoke like you were spraying for mosquitoes. And you lost power, and there was just a lot of things going wrong. So I had it fixed, and you told me about a small electronic device made by the Odyssey Club of, I think it was Marina Del Rey in California.
I think you got the good one. You got the I win the lottery one. I went with the cheap shady one from the guy down in Florida. So
yeah, I did do the lottery. It took me about 6 weeks to finally win the lottery. But once you do, man, did they call you and ask you how you're doing?
So again, I didn't go with the good one. I went with a cheaper version of what you have. I gave you the link to the good one, which was the one in California, which is the VCM tuner.
Yes.
For my van, I didn't have time to wait because I knew exactly what the problem was. So I went with the one I could buy off of eBay from the guy in Florida for $100. And it does kind of the same thing. Yours will automatically adjust. Mine, I actually have different sensors or different relays, I should say, that I can put in. So depending on what the temperature is, I can go, oh, I don't need this one. I need this color instead. So mine's a little more manual.
But, yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It went from burning all that oil to not burning oil at all.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
And I bet you found that your fuel economy doesn't suffer noticeably.
I'll put it this way. This last summer, we drove from Maryland to Myrtle Beach. I made it down from here to Myrtle Beach and drove around Myrtle Beach before I had to fill up before we left for home.
Nice.
I was like, man, that's with all six cylinders firing. That's no eco mode to be seen because it doesn't actually eco anything.
Yep,
the economy.
I'm sorry. I stopped getting check engine lights. I stopped having to replace oxygen sensors because they'd get coated with oil smoke.
Oh wow!
And the only reason the car's not running now is my own fault. You know, the hurricane was driving it, and the ignition key jammed. So I had it towed home, and the poor woman accidentally rolled down all of the windows with the remote and then turned the key off, pulled it out, and I can't turn the power back on, and I can't raise the windows. So now I got a van with all the windows down, with the steering wheel locked, and I got the tow truck driver to help me push it into the garage. Unfortunately, I can't get the bottom trim piece around the steering wheel off, because I don't want to pull the wheel because I don't want to have to deal with the airbags. Yeah. And I can't get the doggone piece of trim off. And it got cold.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's like, no, I'm not going out today when it's 7.
Right. So much like trench warfare, you'll take this up in the spring.
Right. Well, you know what? I'll get a warm day and I'll be able to figure out what I've done. The problem is, there's not much room in my garage, and I can't get my big heavy body in underneath the piece to see, did I forget a screw? Is it just hung up on a wire? I've reached around and cut my hands all up, and well, it's just
when you
hire
one of the neighborhood children.
Perfectly. That's not a bad idea.
Yes.
It's not a bad idea. That's what I used to use the goon child for when she still lived here. Come here, honey. Right. Go up under the dash and have a look.
You're raising a tunnel rat.
You have friends who descended from Hebrew slaves. There are people that will be used to this.
Wow.
I hadn't really thought of
all of a sudden. I'm just getting this whole.
If I just go over and go, slave, attend, he'll Moses, just come over
Moses,
and do it.
Moses.
You must tell him to live well in row.
Live 41.
I'm going to live 41. Get that piece out without breaking it.
That's right.
Goodness gracious. That's so wrong. Funny, but wrong.
Is it, though?
Is it funny or is it wrong?
Yes. So, things that are wrong. What is this week has been all kinds of levels of wrong.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, from the top down, you know,
we've decided. I heard, you know, good news. A part of the market was very happy that we're not going to invade Greenland now.
Yes, but you know why?
Because we've got a deal.
To?
I don't know the details of the deal. No.
No, I'd like to know, though.
We're just going to purchase it.
Are they going to let us purchase it? I thought it wasn't for sale. I kept hearing it wasn't for sale. NATO troops were there to defend it. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so number one, let is a strong word, much like the Virgin Islands and the famous booty warrior of prison. We can do this the easy way or the hard way, but it's going to happen.
Ew.
There's a reason why the man is known. You know, he didn't lie. Mm. His tone did not change. Mm-mm. And yet things were going to happen. And sure enough, they did. It was a travesty for everyone. But like the Virgin Islands, we'll take it or we'll buy it. Either way, it's ours now. So I'm pretty sure the same thing happened in Greenland.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there the climate there, what is it, penguins and seals are the only varmints that would be cleansing?
What, are you going to send the professional to Greenland? What?
I don't know if my license covers those.
Could be a lot of extra work for your professional.
That could be. It'd be really cold, though. I don't like the cold.
I'm sure.
And why you're gonna move with all of us? We're gonna all go to the Chiefs compound in Texas.
That sounds like a plan. I could wreak havoc down there on some critters.
On his property alone.
just the wild boar.
Indeed.
Oh my gosh. I want to get a boar spear. I collect them. Oh, have you ever seen them?
Yeah.
No, but I'm picturing you getting overrun by the wild boar.
No, that's the beauty of the boar spear. So the boar spear is about 7 feet long, okay? And it's got a big pointy end. But about 2.5 feet back from the front end, it has two bars coming out perpendicular to the main bar that form essentially a giant trident, okay? And the whole idea is if you just had the spear, the boars are coming in so fast that they will come all the way down that spear and kill you anyway before they even realize they're dead. But this thing will stop them because they'll hit it and it just, you know, it's like skewers them like you do with, you know, corn and the little things you used to put on the end of corn.
Okay, let me explain why this is why false advertising gets people killed. Okay.
What?
Thing number one, you will skewer one boar. That right. boar will die on his way up.
Yeah,
I can 100% agree with you there.
Yes, sir.
These boars are 500 pounds. You're not moving the spear after that.
No, not at all. In fact, the you're saying the whole spear is going to go through my hands. If I'm holding onto it, I'm going to go backward anyway.
So what I'm saying is that...
I'm running away. I just wanted you to know.
Boars 2 and 3 out of the pack of 8
oh.
are now coming at you. And what do you do?
I need more people with spears.
Your buddy shoots him with the shotgun.
Or Desert Eagle.
So, the Desert Eagle...
Or AA-10?
A-10 would work.
Well,
how are you going to keep it targeted, though? You're just going to have somebody flying around in circles?
No.
And you just yell, get him, Jim?
No, not the plane, not the A-10 Warthog plane. That's a kind that is even overkill for pigs. Okay, I'm talking.
But it would work.
I'm talking the fully automatic shotgun. I'm sorry, AA-12.
Oh, the one you guys showed me a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 rounds per second. Boom, 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 boom. If you want to see it in action, go watch the Expendables first one.
Yeah.
Terry Crews' weapon is the AA-12.
Okay.
Going down that one hallway, and he's just taking people. I want to fire that thing so bad. I want to find some place they've got it.
There's a range up. Yeah, there's a range up in Frederick that might.
No. I've been there. It is illegal in the state of Maryland.
Dangerous.
So it doesn't matter.
It's even getting worse than that. You can't even conceal carry in certain, in a whole bunch of new places.
I don't know if you heard this week, Crutch.
Fourth Circuit Court just upheld.
Overturned. Overturned the Maryland law, yeah.
Upheld the Maryland law.
Upheld?
Upheld.
Ah, ruthless.
Because Governor Useless is touting it as a great victory for gun safety.
We have a governor?
Well,
who knew?
Yeah, I know, really. Well, he wants to be president.
Governor tax more, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but you know, no, hey, at least we don't live in Virginia. Have you guys seen what they're doing in Virginia?
Yes, I have.
Oh,
but
my lord.
No.
I've also seen that Maryland has removed all GOP representation out of the state.
Yeah, the gerrymandering is complete in Maryland. So yeah, even Mr. Eastern Shore will probably not have his job much longer.
There's no probably. There's nothing. But yeah, you're right. Making it so that everything you do is a crime in Virginia, unless you think the way that they think that was pretty bold. And it's all executive orders. And it's amazing that you can take away 4 years of legitimate governing with the stroke of an executive order.
Well,
it was done.
Yeah, you know, and here's my feeling on that. The folks in Virginia at least had the opportunity to vote some other way, and they chose not to. Maryland, we haven't really had a chance to vote for anybody for years, so we go through the motions.
Well, yeah, we haven't had a true conservative in the entire 20 years I've been living here. Well, maybe not the last guy, Lockdown Larry Ho-Ho Hogan, the guy before him who was a Republican. Ehrlich, was he?
I don't know.
Well,
was he a conservative?
Maybe moderate.
No. So, okay, you have to define it nowadays.
Well, yeah.
Because if you've looked online, it has stated that the shift going on in politics is so bad that in 4 to 8 years, is considered conservative will be, tranny furry lovers, and the far left will now actually be AI, and it's the non-human entities. So that's the
wow.
Overton window shift that is happening.
Okay, so I need to retire to Costa Rica.
Well, no, see, and that's another thing. Every state is handling things differently. So we're getting to the point, and, you know, someone who is on campus all day, I don't know how much interaction they have with the students, but...
Do you talk to them? Better yet, do they actually look at you, or do they just look at your shoes?
I was like, I try not to make eye contact with them. No.
You're free to turn to stone, what?
It's one of those, the way the campus goes, I'll tell you, I had to go and pick up an injured bird, and it was on the outside of the building. I was like, oh, okay, let me just go pick this up. The student was there holding it, going, hey, are you going to be able to fix this? Still there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
we're here. Sorry.
Everyone is listening to the story.
I thought it froze. I was like, oh,
we are wrapped with interest.
So I go, and the student is holding this bird, going, hey, can you fix it? I just simply look at him and go, I will handle this. Don't you worry about that.
Don't you worry your pretty little head.
Oh, I thought you guys were going to kill
the veterinary
it. Yeah, just gonna take it to another location. We'll be okay. We'll get through this.
That's right. It's gonna go live on a farm with your uncle. My God. Fly, be free.
Back on this.
This is the college student version of buying him another goldfish.
I hate to say it like this. I had to do some trapping for beavers 2 weeks ago, I guess now, and it was one of those. Normally, these traps are like snap traps, like you would use for a mouse, right?
Sure,
bigger. And it just so happened that this beaver hit at such a speed that it only got halfway. And I get the phone call of, hey, they're trying to release the beaver. I'm like, what? Don't do that. Do not do that. So as my brother and I roll onto the scene, the guy was coming out with bolt cutters to cut it out of the trap, and we're like, don't do that. That's illegal. Like that is actually breaking Maryland law. Don't do that. That was
Maryland law. You know, if people just took better care of their beavers, they wouldn't even rob.
You found a way. You actually found a way to say that and preserve our family rating.
Thank you.
Not get canceled.
I was watching a YouTube video of one of those one of the NPR shows where they evaluate your heirlooms. And this woman comes up, and she has this ugly vase that's in the shape of a beaver. And she just gets to the table, and the lady in the middle goes, tell us about your beaver. And the other two people just get up and walk away from the table because they know they can't stay on camera at this point. You know, oh, did I say something?
I was like, every time I said I had to go set a trap for beavers, I had to look around and make sure I wasn't going to get sent to HR.
That's right. I'm happily married. You know, it's not. That's not what I'm talking about.
So we tried to do when I was in college.
Was that a trap for beaver?
Yeah.
It's called taking him out.
Oh.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Hey, we're so wrong.
I was an engineer. You mean you had to talk to him?
You know, we actually had female engineering students when I was going to college. There weren't a lot of them, and you know, there was the old joke about the difference between the female engineers and your garbage can. And the garbage can gets taken out once a week, but you know, she was
lovely. Oh,
I know. The one I knew best, her name was Leslie. She was a good friend, and definitely a severe minority. Not so much anymore. My niece is actually going for computer engineering. She's doing cybersecurity.
Good for her.
Same institution, yeah. So she's finishing up her sophomore year.
Computer engineering, that's a fine degree.
Fine degree, yes. I got into computers sideways. I started out with an electrical engineering degree, thought I'd be designing circuits and stuff like that. And
I mean, funny you should mention. See, just like
that. Daddy's got his whole diploma up there. You know, nobody can see that but us, right? You do realize.
Hurricane took all the pictures off the wall here in the man cave. So
it looks like you're in a prison cell.
So kind of like at work, yeah.
Just like a government building.
Oh, man.
And remember, we work in windowless government buildings. That's special.
Oh.
Well, except for Crutch, who the building has windows and lives in the roof.
So, I don't know if you've been following the trials and tribulations of my building, but they've been working on the roof. They started working on the roof in September and claimed, oh, for sure, we're going to be done by Thanksgiving. They finally took away the last of the water buckets, because I'm on the top floor, about a week and a half ago. Because here's the funny thing. If you're on a flat roof, if you're in a flat roof building and you're in the top floor, the distance between you and the outside world is probably about two pieces of sheet metal. And they found a way to punch through both of them in the same place. So you could look up
several
times.
Sky,
and I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure I should be able to see the sky. The sky is a bad thing because it's outside and I'm supposed to be inside protected for, you know, with all of my stuff. And then you come in the next day and there's these large bags hanging from the ceiling that are hooked to a hose, that are hooked to a bucket. And all you hear is, and of course, I'm old. If I hear dripping water, I'm going every 5 minutes, you know. It's like, you know, it's like Pavlovian for me. I'm very happy that they finally filled all those holes with rivets and all. Bad work.
Maybe they used Flex Seal.
People working on our building. Top people.
Maybe they used Flex Seal and you'll be fine.
I think they should seal the whole building in Flex Seal. That'd be awesome. And then just cut out where the door is, you know? And people walk by, what is that big black spongy building looking thing? That's it. It's a building, you know.
Not for you to know.
Not for you to
know. Nothing to see there. Move along.
Right. Don't look in there. Our middle name is security. Come on. You know.
We put the Q in security.
Exactly. We put the funk in dysfunctional. Yeah. But you know, I know the chief doesn't mind, doesn't miss it.
Not in the slightest.
So you,
we
you
miss
have
you
nothing
though, chief.
To do with them, and we miss you too. Yeah, it's true.
We do because there aren't that many sane people for us to talk to.
No. Well, or they're all so young. I mean, gosh, half the people on my team are my son's age. I mean, it's like, holy.
Well, new girl in my office is just about my daughter's age. I think she's a year older. And I love talking with her because I love all the introvert young men that we have trying to talk to her, even though she has very gently and kindly told them that she has a long-term boyfriend.
Yeah, but
But
she spoke to them, so they have a chance. That's the mindset, you know.
And they don't have. They talk like that.
Yeah.
They almost never get a sentence out.
No. It's.
And I just sit at my desk.
I'm sure the professionals, you know, just walking through campus, it's like, how do these people get around without seeing anything but their own shoes? You know.
Like the amount of times I've almost hit people because they just walk out in front of me.
Oh yeah, I'm not. No offense, but you're not a petite individual.
Oh, I'm talking about in the truck.
Oh,
I'm not a trucker. I'm driving a Chevy 1500 around campus, and they're just walking out in front of it.
Oh,
they have no fear of death.
Oh my god.
And the worst part is they're now putting the purple line that's going to be running through the middle of campus.
Are you serious?
Yes.
No fencing or anything, just open track?
It open track. Like, I was driving on the track this morning. Like, it's going to go through the middle of campus, and all I think is these students, they don't look up from their phone when they cross the street. They're going to hear it coming. They're going to get hit.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean,
unfortunately, if they're like my son, who's like his earbuds are like welded to his head, yeah, he'll never hear it coming.
Nope.
No. Luckily, he's at a school where, you know, it's off in the Frederick, so he's safe.
They barely have electricity.
I know. Coal-fired desks. You know.
Got to churn his own butter every morning.
That I got a visual. No, let's not go there. Okay. So,
But you did it again.
They've been talking about that forever.
Yeah.
I can't believe
they're testing now. Have they started running any trains through the campus?
We got the email about a week or two ago saying that the testing was going to happen on nights between the 17th and the 23rd of this month.
It's good. Run them in the dark. That's even
better. That's good. Yeah. At night, because no students are out at night.
Well, right now the only students that are around are the ones doing the winter classes. Other than that, move-in day will probably be this Thursday. And then classes start up again Monday. I guess that's weather pending. We'll see about that.
Yeah. My son actually started yesterday. His school always starts a week early and gets out a week. He's out like the first week of May. I was like, dude, this is pretty sweet, you know. He graduates this May. Holy cow. Now I'm feeling old.
Top people are always on this.
Top.
You know. You know, we could pretend it's still the pandemic, and he goes to his graduation, and you watch remotely from home. I'll come over to your house so we can all just get hammered while he gets graduated.
How do you think I watched his high school graduation? I watched it on my phone from the parking lot of the church because it was during the pandemic. And the only people allowed into he graduated from Mount St. Joseph. And the only people who were allowed in the church were the actual students and the guys handing the thing. And all the parents are out in the parking lot like we're watching a drive-in movie, all watching on our little phones. I'm like, yeah, this really absolutely sucks. So, yeah, been there, done that. Thanks for that memory there, Coon.
You didn't do the hammered part. If you had, you'd have a better memory.
Well, if I was hammered, I wouldn't remember it at all.
See, so my youngest, who is the Crutchling's age, minus like 3 months.
Yeah.
He didn't even get a graduation. Wow. Like my older one did. My younger one did not. So it was quite a hard time when he was over here just to get his diploma, because he had to prove that he had actually graduated high school before they would allow him into culinary school.
Wow.
Yep. And again, I know Mr. Browning would back me up. And in fact, mm-hmm. even, you know, the head of a particular company that you work for has backed this up on this. Mm-hmm. What is the point? What is the point of graduating now? Besides saying, I'm fully indoctrinated.
Well, yeah, there's that. I mean, in my case, I'm hoping the minimal networking that he's done to get his first job so that I can at least say, well, there was a reason for all this. That's all I'm hoping for, guys. That's all. small request to the universe. Please let my son get a job. You know.
I assume then he'll be finding his own domicile out there in Fredneck.
Wouldn't that be lovely? I mean, I love my son to death, but everybody should learn to live on their own. My dad gave me 2 weeks after I graduated from college. I already had a job, but I was like not really moving fast in you know, redomiciling myself. He said, it was like, I think it was the 4th of January. And he said, hey, let's go for a drive. And by the time I came home, I had an apartment. It's like, hello, how did that happen?
Not one for subtlety, huh?
Subtle as a sledgehammer, yeah.
Here, all right, Showcat, I'll move that out of your way. I'm sorry.
She's not a big fan of your diploma either?
No. No, she's like, you know, I wanted to stand over there. That's my side of the microphone.
All I see is his tail.
Jeez. It's coming alarmingly close to me.
Yeah, well, she wants to make a little, you know, on the mic there.
Well, you saw it move earlier. I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, she probably thought you sounded better. There's a little
bit. There it goes again. Thanks, Showcat. I need that over here.
Everybody needs a mascot, and she's ours.
I thought Doug was our mascot.
Well, he was until he passed.
Well, I mean, so that's immortalized at that point. That's
honorary, what's the word I'm looking for here? He's the what do they call
him? You're right though, Chief. He's just like us.
Emeritus. He's the mascot emeritus.
Mascot emeritus. Look at you going all Latin.
Fancy word guy.
That must be because you're the Catholic in the group. Actually, I don't know. The professional could be Catholic.
I am not a Catholic. Yeah.
That was quick.
Do not vote with the uncut heathens.
You shall not stain me with those words.
Yeah. Always a good time.
Always a good time.
Showcat is now reaching out with her paw and hitting buttons on the keyboard.
If she disconnects you, I'm going to laugh.
I went and disconnected the keyboard behind her, so.
Okay.
We should be okay.
Well, then you can't disconnect. You'll be on the show forever. She's snuggling your mic. Yes, like.
Everyone can hear.
I'm not concerned. Thanks, Showcat.
Yeah. So I'm running this show. Well, I'd like to say thank you, professional. It's been a blast. I've got a newfound respect for your level of patience, and we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. Big fan, and it's definitely a kind of a surreal experience to be able to be on the show with you guys.
Some people actually recover from it, so good luck. That's The important thing is that we're praying for you, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again. We want your feedback. We're really getting to really enjoy the idea of having folks come in, suggestions for folks you'd like us to talk to.
Or if you'd like to be one of those folks.
That's true, too. You know, a little self-promotion goes a long way, folks. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same... Are you going to, like, rearrange the universe? Because we can all hear that. You know that, right?
I know you can, but she had unscrewed the microphone.
Then you need to persevere. But before we go, the goon, while persevering, has a few commercial messages for us. Take it away, Goon.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by The Professionals Pest Control Service. Life presents you with all kinds of pests, insects, rodents, washed up CNN personalities who won't go away and switch to YouTube. Whatever pest you have, the professional can remove them quickly, cleanly, and without any trace. Guaranteed. And the following weather alert is brought to you by Swimming with the Fish. It could get scary out there this weekend, people of Texas, the Mid-Atlantic, and everyone in between. There could be snow, freezing rain, sleet, ice, zombies, demons, and Democrat protesters. Prepare now before it's too late. Buy more groceries than you can store or afford. Put so much gas in your car that it spills on the ground. This will soften your tires and give you better traction. Finally, ignore all safe driving rules and courtesy and drive like you are invincible. It's gonna be a winter wonderland out there. Swimming with the Fish is produced by the Happy Pole LLC. Copyright 2026. All rights reserved.